A number of years ago, Parshas Va'era, we discussed the sugya of walking into a base of Avodah Zarah, walking into a church, based on the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro that he wasn't prepared to daven from Mitzrayim in proximity to Avodah Zarah. And a couple of years ago, we discussed the Isser Hana'a from Machalos Asuros, also based on the Parsha and the Medrash that indicates that Bnei Yisrael made a profit overselling dam that had turned to water in Mitzrayim during Makas Dam. So I wanted to discuss today is a related topic, which is the Isser Hana'a from Avodah Zarah. So let's pull up the screen here. So before we do that, let's just spend a few minutes discussing whether Christianity is viewed as Avodah Zarah, which is relevant for any practical analysis of these discussions. The Rambam, in a number of places, but we'll look at one of them, Rambam Avodah Zarah Perek Tes, Halacha Dalit Hanotzrim Ovdei Avodah Zarah Heim. The Amarishan Hu Yom Eidam, that the Christians have a status of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and Sunday is their holiday, and therefore the Isser of Masa Umatan from a Nachri on a Yom Eidam holiday applies to Sundays. There are a number of Rambams that indicate that he viewed Christianity Avodah Zarah, and that's the position of Rov Rishonim. There is a comment of Tosfos in Sanhedrin that is discussed as to what exactly the parameters of Tosfos' comment are and whether Tosfos really expresses a counter position. The Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Beis in Sanhedrin tells us, in the name of Avuah d'Shmuel, Asur la'adam she'yaseh shutvos im ha'nachri, that you're not allowed to have a partnership with Nachri, shema yischayv lo shvua, lest you have to engage in a shvua, the nishba b'avodah zarah shelo, and then you're going to cause the Nachri to take a shvua in the name of his avodah zarah. That's a violation not only of Lifnei Iver, but that's a violation of a separate law of Lo Yisham Al Picha. You can't cause the name of Avodah Zarah to be expressed. The Tosfos there writes, Rabbeinatam Omer Mutter L'Kabel Imenu Ashvua Kodem Sheyafsid. So there are situations in which you are allowed to be Mekabel Ashvua from a Nachri. He says, Hachavadim Yikamakim Isman Azeh Kula nishba im bikachim shalahem, the ain't tosim behem elohus. Nowadays, when the non-Jews take a shvua, they take a shvua in the name of their sanctified things, but they don't view them as a deity. The alpha pi shema shemaskirin imahim shem shemayim bekavanasam ledavar acher. Even though when they mention the name of shem shemayim, that's not their intention. Their intention is to the creator of the world. That's their kavana. The Alpha P Shem Shatum Shem Shemaim Davar Acher, even though the Christians believe in the Trinity, so they're joining other beings together with the Osei Shemayim. The Tosa says, Lo Ashikhan de Asulig Ramachem Lashatif. So that's not a violation to cause others, to cause non-Jews to engage in shituf, and there's no lifnei iver here as well. So this is reflected in a Ramah in Orach Chaim, Siman Kuf Nun Vav Seif Aleph. And Ramah writes, "V'yesh makilin." The Mechaber quotes the halacha of being careful regarding partnerships with Nachrim, lest you come to be mechay v'shvua. And the Ramah says, "V'yesh makilin ba'siyas shotus and makusim is manazeh, mishum she'ein makusim is manazeh nishbam avodah zarah." The Afagash Baskin of Azara become Akam Kavanasam, the Ose Shemai Ba'aret. So the Ramah basically presents this position of Tosfos, which sounds like for Nachrim, belief in the Trinity would not be a violation of, or might be considered a Azara for Nachrim. And that may well be the position of the Ramah. However, the Piskei Tshuva in Yoredeya Simon Kuf Mem Zayin Simkatan Beis quotes from a Tshuvas Noda Bihuda. And the Navi Huda significantly limits the scope of this Tosfos and the Ramah by extension. He says, quoting the Navi Huda, the MS Kavanas HaRamah, Dimashim Mishtatev B'Shvua, She'ena Omer Eli ata rak shemaskira b'shvua som shem shemayim v'zem atzinu iser liyisrael. Specifically in the context of a shvua, there wouldn't be an iser for a non-Jew to include another deity, another being in his shvua, in addition to the borei shemayim, as opposed to Yisrael, even that would be usher. So the other thing is that the context of the Tosfos is limited to a shvua. He's not saying that as a matter of belief, it's not a avodah zara for a nachri to believe in the Trinity. That could still be a avodah zara. He's just saying as far as the technicality of the shvua and lo yishama picha, that wouldn't apply in the same degree. The Pesach Shuv acknowledges that it doesn't sound like that's the bottom line psak of the Ramah, but he thinks that may be pshat in Tosfos. And again, whether or not Tosfos means it to the literal extent that there's no Issa Shutus for Anachri in totality, that's not the position of Rav Yishonim. Generally, we assume that Christianity does have the status of Avodah Zarah. And a nice, recently published sefer in English, Commerce in Yisuri Anah by Rabbi Yosef Kushner, which some of the Marma Kamsa will be quoting, I found through that sefer. So he quotes from Shlomo Miller of Toronto, and he thinks the Chazanish says this also, though it's not as clear in the Chazanish, that the whole Shaila about Shita for an Achri is only if you're Meshatev, the Osei Shemayim Va'aretz, with Mazalos, with sun, moon, stars, with some celestial beings. But to be Meshatev with a human being, so that would be Avaruzar Lekuli Alma, even for an Achri. So with that introduction and the general assumption that we treat Christianity as the bazaar for these purposes, so let's move on to our main topic, which is some of the parameters of the Isser Hana'ah from Avodah Zarah. So the very, sorry? That's unlikely. So I think he's saying that could be what he means. Again, I'm not sure if the Chazanish, I looked at the Chazanish, I didn't see him saying this clearly in that context. Maybe just means that in the context of a Tosa talking like the Nadav Yehuda, as far as the Halachas of a Shavua, but as far as, and Tosa limited to that. As far as whether there's a theological issue of Shita for Nachrim, you can only entertain that we're talking about Shita with Mazalos and not Shita with the human being. Maybe that's what he means. So the opening, Sif in Hilchos of Adazara, Yaradeya Simon Kufla Mates, Vodas Kokav Masur Ba'na, Hiva Tashmisha Vinoya Vitikro Vasa. So there's an issue Anah from Avodazara, both the idol itself, and those accessories that are mishamish the Avodah Zarah, and those that create a noy or a dormant for the Avodah Zarah, and things that are used to service and bring us a carbon for Avodah Zarah, bein shel levek hakavim, bein shel Yisrael. So that's the general Isser Anah across the board for Avodah Zarah and all the accessories. That was part of the discussion 20-ish years ago with the Indian hair shaitel controversy. That's not our topic for today. That was the growth of Avodah Zarah. But I just wanted to focus on some elements of Isser Anah that may be a little bit more lemaisa. The Beis Yosef at the very end of Siman Kuf Mem Beis quotes two things that are relevant and then quote in Shulchan Aruch. One of them is from Rabbeinu Yerucham, that asher lishmoa kli sher shel Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to listen to Avodah Zarah instruments and music. O listakel v'noy Avodah Zarah, and you're not allowed to look at adornments of or things that are meant to beautify Avodah Zarah. Kemishen and b'riya, even though there's no physical, tangible hana from listening or seeing, that's still called hana, and that's the Gemara in Psachim that kol amar ein ben me'ila. But there is still an Isser Hana'ah even in Kol and Mara. And then he quotes the second halacha in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, based on a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Tes. That's the Gemara about Shtari Hadyotos. The Gemara discusses the Isser of reading, in general, commercial documents. And one of the corollaries is Ksav Shetachas HaDyukni. You're not allowed to read the caption under a statue. So there the Gemara says, you can't read the Ksav Tachas HaDyufni, you can't read the caption under the statue on Shabbos. And the statue itself, you can't look at even during the week. The Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Al Tifnu El Elilim, you're not allowed to express any interest and show any interest in Avodah Zarah. So that would prevent you from looking at a statue of Avodah Zarah at any time. Because of a rush there in Shabbos, Nira Debasuyel Avodah Zarahu. We're talking about where the statue was made for Avodah Zarah, even if it was not yet worshipped. But if it is only Lanoi, if it's only for ornamentation, but it's not the Avodah Zarah itself, that would be mutter. So that we will come back to shortly. This is quoted in Mechaber, there, the end of Kuf Mem Beis. Asur lishmo kli shir shel Avodah Zarah o listakel b'nai Avodah Zarah, kevan shenen nebriya, v'miyah davar she'ein miskavein is mutter. So come back to that davar she'ein miskavein as well. Says the Shach, Sivkatan Lamed Gimel, Benoy Alilim, Perish Be Alilim Atzmam Shenevdu, Asulastakal Behem Liras Nayim. So you're not allowed to look at the statues themselves. Avotsuras Shenasulanoi Vilolava, but pictures that are made for ornamental reasons, but not to be worshipped. The Shach quotes from that Tosas and the Rush in Shabbos, that is Mutter. So it'd be Mutter to look at a statue or a picture that wasn't meant as Avodah Zarah, it was meant as some additional noi to the Avodah Zarah. However, the Be'er Halacha quotes in that halacha of Ksav Tachas HaDyufni in the Shtari Dotas context in Halacha Shabbos, Simen Shin Zayin Se'if Tes Zayin, where Shulchan Aruch it says you're not allowed to read, to look at the Dyufni even during the week. So the Be'er Halacha quotes Tosas and the Rush in Shabbos. And then he says, "V'yesh machmir and gamazeh." Even if the image, the statue, is not of the Zohar itself, it's just Lanoi, yesh machmirim even there. Who are those yesh machmirim? He says, "Tosas of the Zohar, daf nun." What's that talking about? So there, the Gemara has Yochan benan shel kedoshim. The Gemara, the Tosas addresses. The Gemara says that he was called Benan Shel Kedoshim because he didn't look, but Tzuras HaDizuz, he didn't look at the images on a coin. The Tosa asks, "Im Tomer Machasi Dizika Bezeh Harmina Perak Shoel Diukna Asma Sirul Estakal Fila Machol." That's not a Midas Chasidus, that's Ikar Adin. You're not allowed to look at a statue. So why is the Gemara saying that it was a Midas Chasidus, Rabbi Yochan Benan Shel Kedoshim didn't look at the Tzura on a coin? That's Asim Ikar Adin. Says Tosfos, the Shema Bitsurasa Dizuza Sheragia Liras Batadir Lo Shaicha Bahafna. If it's something that you usually look at, it's a currency, it's a coin, even though the intention of that surah was a surah of an Avodah Zarah, but if it's not something that's normally that you think about twice, so then maybe Meikar Adin, that's Mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah sounds like you don't just understood from the Tosos. Doesn't seem like it's directly Mukach and Tosos, but the Be'er Halacha is having understood in the Tosos that the Isser of Dyukni applies to anything, even Lanoi, because Tosos only says that there it was Mutter because it was Ragiliris Batadi, or something that you always had coins in your pocket, so there's no Isser. But anything short of that, even if it's Lanoi, Mishnah Berurah seems to understand from Tosos that's going to be Usser. And in the Dershim Mishnah Berurah, he quotes on the Alicha Shlomo from Shlomo Zalman, that Shlomo Zalman said, based on the Mishnah Berurah, sounds like you should be Machmir for his presentation of Tosos, then it would be Usser to look at the pictures of the Egyptian of the Nazara in your Haggadah. So he quotes from Shlomo Zalman. Now, one could potentially, I guess if someone dominant to assume this, have to look into whether that's the same thing. If it's an Avodah Zarah that is part of a culture that's no longer Neva, that no one is Oved, so is that still an Isser of Al Tifnu? I don't think anyone is Oved the old Egyptian of Avodah Zarah.
Is
Yes, I don't know if he's talking about actual photographs of the Egyptian monuments. I don't know. It's a one line. Right. So that's the question. Is that a violation of Al Tifnu if it's a Rozar that's no longer Nevad, but you're expressing interest in that which was a Rozar at some point in history? I think we assume that is a problem. But I don't remember to look into that. I'm sorry? So that's about, do you need Bittul if the society hasn't existed for thousands of years? So it's not an implicit, I don't remember. Okay, so we'll look into that. Ramosha has a tshuva in Yeridei Achela Gimel Simen Kuf Kavtes Osvav. Yeridei Achela Gimel Simen Kuf Kavtes Osvav. That even the Makilim, even the what the Shachros and Tosus and the Rush, that if you have a Tzura Lenoi, that's Mutter, what that means is you have a base of Avodah Zarah, and someone hung up a picture in the base of Avodah Zarah, just the way you would hang up a picture in your living room, but there's no Shaychus between that picture and the Avodah Zarah. But if it's meant to emphasize or to be associated with the Avodah Zarah, that there's some religious connotation of that picture, some connection to the Avodah Zarah, even if it's not Avodah Zarah Mamish, then Ramosha thinks that would be us according to everyone. So any mural in a picture of a mural in a church that has some shaykhus to the religion, even if it's not a Surah Nevedes, is going to be us even to look at because of Al Tifna. Ramosh has another interesting tshuva. The first halacha there in Shulchan Aruch that we saw, that you're not allowed to listen to Avodah Zarah music, you can't listen to church music. So Ramosh says that's usher even if you're not in a church and even if it's not live. You can't listen to church music on a radio, and you can't listen to church music on a record player. And he says not only the current popular nigunim in the church, but even the old nigunim that are out of style, even if no one sings that anymore, but if it was composed l'shem Avodah Zarah, then that's us to listen to as well. He says even if you have a nachri or a Christian that composed a nigun to compose a tune for a pasuk in Tehillim, so that also is also to use because the stam is that they did it for their religion, unless you know for sure that that wasn't the case. So any church music, even not in a church, even if it's not live, even if it's recorded, even if it's a nigga that's not popular anymore, would be usher to listen to because of this issur of Hana'a from Avodah Zarah. Is that so? Okay. Don't know. Maybe if you're Kona Bishinoi, maybe they change some of the bars. Okay. The Darkei Tshuva in Kufman Beis of Katan Kav Zayin, Kosa Knesset Gedola, Kosa with Sefer Chasidim, that you're not allowed to sing a nice nigun in front of Nachri, lest he then use it to be menach and tis Avodah Zarah. That would be Pirch on all the Jewish music available on YouTube or whatever other forum. Okay. The Shach quotes in Sifkat Lamed Beis that in addition to the Isser of music and the Isser of looking at pictures, there's also an Isser to smell the smells or the spices or the fragrances, the ketores used for Avodah Zarah. So there's a fascinating Haggah in the Chavetz Chaim of all places, Sefer Chavetz Chaim, which I saw quoted in that English book that we noted before, this Rabbi Kushner, in the middle of nowhere, a long footnote in the middle of Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Vav, on the Be'er Mayim Chaim Sifkatan Yudalit. So it's Klal Vav, Hilchos Lashon Hara, Be'er Mayim Chaim Sifkatan Yudalit, in the asterisk Haggah on the bottom. So he says that he saw a Davar Pel on the Chachmas Adam. And the Chachmas Adam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Klal Pei Zayin, Se'if Teh Zayin, that you're not allowed to listen to the music or to smell the fragrances or to look at the pictures of Avodah Zarah. And if you have to walk past the place where you're going to see a picture or hear the music or smell the fragrances, you should close your ears, close your eyes, and close your nostrils, not to be nana. Even though it's a darisha eino miskaven, you have no intention of benefiting from it, you're just walking down the street past the church, but since it's a psik reshe, so it's usher, even if you have no other way to get to your destination. So the Chachmas Adam says you have to close your nose, ear, and eyes. So the Chavetz Chaim is bothered by that. Number one, he points out that it's against the Shach. The Shach here in Sifkat and Lamed Daled says that as long as you could close your ears and you have no interest in getting hana, you don't actually have to close them. And that's the intent of the Ramah in the end of Kuf Mem Beis that we had up here earlier, where the Ramah writes, Darvishenim Eskavein is Mutter. Sorry, that's the Mechaber himself. The Darvishenim Eskavein is Mutter. So you don't actually have to close your ear. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim says. They see in the Shach not that way. It's enough to be able to close your ears. You don't actually have to close your ears. And it doesn't sound like, no, sorry, that is the Ramah that has a line of Darvishenim Eskavein. Doesn't sound like the Shach is coming to argue on the Ramah. It seems that he understood the Ramah that way. So he tries to figure out what the intention of the Chachmas Adam is. But he says it's also not practical. What does he mean? That, okay, you can walk down the street and close your ears, but how are you going to walk down the street and close your eyes? Unless he means that you should close them halfway. So the Mishnah Berurah struggles to figure out what the kavanah of the Chachmas Adam is, but he doesn't accept that lahalacha. We'll just talk for a few minutes as we're running out of time. In addition to the isser of being nena from Avodah Zarah, there's also an isser being mahana Avodah Zarah. You can't provide benefit to Avodah Zarah. So one of the contexts in which that comes up is the Mishnah has on Daf Nun Aleph and Beis in Avodah Zarah, Avodas Kochavim Shayel Agino Merchatz. So if the Avodah Zarah owns a bathhouse or owns a garden, Nenin Mehan Shelo Betova, you can benefit from it if you don't extend Tova to the owners. You can't benefit from him if you do it from it if you do extend Tova. What does that mean? Mechlokas Rashi ben Tam. Rashi there says, what does it mean? You're not allowed to pay rent or pay a usage fee to the galachim, because then you're giving money to the church. And Tosfos Memdal and Mebeis give a maskal nenin argues in Rashi. And Tosfos has a different understanding of shalom betova, but doesn't think that there's any isser in paying a usage fee, even if it's going to go to the church per se. The Mechaber quotes the Salacha in Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Gimel, and the Shachter Sif Katanei thinks that the Mechaber is a similar Rashi that would be usher to benefit from something owned by the church if you're going to pay. If you're going to pay rent. So that's discussed a little bit in the Achron and what the parameters of this are. There's a tshuva, a brief tshuva of Rav Osner Shevet Alevi, Chele Basim, and Samech was asked by university students in Eretz Yisrael that the only place they could find to rent lodgings was in a missionary dormitory. So are they allowed to live there and pay rent to the church? So Rav Azar thinks that's an Isser Gomer based on this halacha. And aside from the fact that Eretz Yisrael is a big chil Hashem, and it's not right to do that. On the other hand, Dayan Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak, Chele Dalitz and Peches, Chele Dalitz and Peches, not talking about Eretz Yisrael, but he assumes that in a situation where the church is going to rent out the property anyway, just a question of who's going to, they're going to get the same profit whether it comes to you or someone else. So it sounds like Minchas Yitzchak thinks that, strictly speaking, there may not be an issur of Mahana in that case where it's in a situation that they're going to rent it out anyway. Talks about something similar in a tshuva chelek gimel yardei simin lamedalid chelek gimel simin lamedalid. The question was: someone had a common courtyard or a common open space b'shutus with a nachri, and the galachim wanted permission to use that open field for occasional services. So are you allowed to give permission? Is that a problem of Mahana Lavod Zara? But one of the things that Rav Moshe suggests is if their religion calls for occasional, he says once a year, outside services, and there are other places that they could do it, they found other places in the past, so maybe that's not really being Mahan of the Avodah Zarah. It makes it easier for these galachim to not have to find another place. But if there are other places that they could find that they'd have to pay for anyway, maybe there's what to be matir on the basis of. So there are other applications of the Mahana problem, other cities in Vodazar as well. If you have a common wall with a Nahri, and when are you allowed to rebuild a common wall with a church or things of the sort? So those are some of the other applications of the Isser of Mahana. Okay, have a great Shabbos.